today I had to cancel my therapist appointment because I'm going to Seattle for the weekend. Tomorrow, Al Sharpton will be here, we think.
Yes, he'll be here.
Yes, he will be
Trust me, he's my friend.
Oh, this is going to be nice. Old friends. I am going to Seattle Friday and Saturday night, four shows. Come on down. Giggles Comedy Club, gigglescomedyclub.com. If you're interested and you're up in that area, if you're listening to us at what is now the middle of the night, almost past the middle of the night, but I'm going to be backed up with dreams. Here's my dream last night. I'm at the New Museum of Modern Art with my dead cat, Butch. Magnificent, full of light and sunshine. But since she can't smoke, Butch is irritable. She says, what about the art of smoking? Has no one considered that? First we see a Warhol of Marilyn Monroe. Butch sneers, his world and his testicles are empty. And he prefers it that way. Warhol is a sterile clown, proud of his own poop. Go back to Studio 54, eunuch. Next, we come across a Cubist Picasso painting, a free musician. Butch says, now here's a man with something between his legs. It is a shame that all this ridiculous painting took time away from his filthy lovemaking. He might have amounted to something. Then we saw Rothko glowing with rich colors. Butch says, oh, yes, so sensitive, so tedious. No wonder he killed himself. He probably died of boredom. I say, hey, I'm trying to enjoy this, Butch. Why do you have to be such a downer? Butch says, because we are in a mausoleum, Marc Maron. Here's where the corpse of Western culture is left to rot. I find contempt is the only appropriate response. I say, don't you believe people can leave something for future generations to enjoy and inspire them? Butch says, I suppose. But why? Life is to be lived now, Marc Maron. Not wasting time staining a bedsheet like an incontinent eight-year-old. Perhaps if someone pleasured himself all over the canvas, I could appreciate that. We just happen to be standing in front of a huge Jackson Pollock drip painting. Butch eyes get wide, and she cries, exactly! Brilliant! Pollock's orgasm must have lasted for hours to cover so much white space with his seed. Magnificent! An eight-year-old girl was standing next to us. She looks up and says, Mom, what's an orgasm? Huh? What's an orgasm? The mom glared at us and yanked the girl away from the Pollock. Nice work, Butch, I say. Butch shrugs and says, I'm just trying to leave something for future generations to enjoy. I woke up and my bed was filled with turpentine.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, that was good.